Dan Bennett, the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, Town of Danvers, is joining us. And Dan, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
Dan, the interconnectedness we're finding nationally, statewide, and now locally here in the situation, just talking about the things that are impacting Danvers. I know this week the selectmen voted to delay elections and town meeting. Just fill us in on those two things.
We wanted to move those into June to hope that we can ride out this virus, but we're forced to have it by the end of June. So we just moved them all ahead a month to the election to the first Tuesday in June and a town meeting on the third Monday of the month.
I imagine a lot of other towns will be doing that. However, it seems to me Danvers might be the first in our area to make that move.
I know for the first. I understand that about 20 towns have acted on this. We did it as soon as the governor signed Chapter 45 back in the end of March. We set it up for the first Monday this week so we could get that business taken care of.
There's a lot of other interconnectedness and things that the town of Danvers and all towns and cities are concerned about. The next one I want to ask you about is loss of revenue. What's the latest on that and with taxes and so on?
Yeah, there's going to be a severe drop in our revenue stream from hotel, motel taxes, meal taxes. I mean, these businesses, hotels are down 75%, I understand, in future bookings. And we rely on that quite a bit for our budget because we don't get a lot of funding from the state. Some of the cities can get upwards of 20% of their budget from the state and local aid. We only get about 10%. So these other tax streams are very important for us so that we don't have to put more burden on our taxpayers. Property taxes.
And a town like Danvers, you know, some small towns, Dan, don't have a business kind of, don't get business taxes, if you will. But Danvers, I think, with the malls and all the other business, there is a lot of business in Danvers that you depend on, and that's always in jeopardy, I guess, at this point.
Right. Sales tax, excise tax, motor vehicle excise tax. We collect an excise tax from all the car dealerships on 114 because those cars are located in Danvers. If they start cutting back and they're not selling cars, it affects us. Hotels, loss of revenue there. All the little restaurants that we have in town, the pizza shops, the sub shops, they're all suffering. Even if they're delivering food for takeout only, their business is down dramatically. So we're going to have our financial director and town manager really going to have to sharpen the pencil to cut the budget down in anticipation of those lost revenues.
Yeah, that's the fallout yet to come out of this coronavirus. Dan, what about local taxes that residents pay, homeowners pay? What about those bills?
Well, those bills, we hope that the legislature comes up with some language that allows us to have the folks, if they don't pay the taxes on time because they're not working, not to charge them penalties and interest. Typically, if you don't pay your tax bill on time, you're hit with a 14% interest rate from day one beyond the due date. But if the legislature gets together and comes up with some acting bill that the governor can sign, it'll allow our town manager to have the ability to defer those interest rates and penalties.
Yeah, I actually watched the presidential news conference yesterday, and they were talking about borrowing at zero interest. But I got to think the state and probably towns are going to have to be borrowing to cover expenses into the next fiscal year.
The state is going to have a big problem with all the money they need to come up with for the unemployment. And they're going to have to defer some of their payments to the OPEC pension funds that they're required to pay into. And if they don't pay into those, they could lose part of their credit rating from the credit rating bureau. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things that are going to happen in the next 6 months that it's hard to anticipate until the actual numbers come in.
Dan, I want to ask you one last question on the businesses. Is there anything specific or interest or kind of unique you've been hearing from? Have you heard from any particular local businesses in Danvers and stories along those lines?
Well, it's really the employees that have been furloughed or they can't go to work, the hair salons, barber shops, those folks, they're self-employed, they're not collecting a check, they have no unemployment insurance unless something does happen. And for my friends locally, they're suffering. I know that for a fact. An interesting thing, I got a call from a gentleman in town. He's 77 years old. He likes to read. He can't get to the library to get books. Now, he's not like you and I who have a Kindle or something to read. So he's really at a loss what to do for something as simple as reading.
Yeah, I know. It would be nice if somehow something like that could be available to seniors. You're right about being able to get out and do that. I that's a story I've heard before too. So,
yeah.
Dan, anything else to share with us? You know, I've kind of directed some of these questions at you here, but is anything else regarding the
everybody to stay safe, stay home, don't go out and get infected, don't get sick. That's the biggest thing you can do. It's a struggle. It's going to be a couple of months before things start to slow down, but I urge everybody, stay home, be safe, stay well.
Dan, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck. You too stay safe, and thanks for those words and information from the town of Danvers.
You're welcome, Bill.
Yep.
Thanks.
Dan Bennett, the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, Town of Danvers, on Connections.